Shalom uvracha, and welcome to the Marshall Portnoy Show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Marshall Portnoy, and by popular demand, I am bringing you a show today entitled, well, here's the lady who said it best, back in 1954. And by the way, if you can identify that lady singer, you will be the lucky winner of a signed copy of A Jewish Calendar of Festive Foods by Chef Jane. So call in the next few minutes at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. All right, here she is. Okay, do you know who that was? Well, as the lady sang, today's show is Music, Music, Music. By popular demand, it's nearly all music this morning, and I've tried to choose one or two of the very best examples of every Jewish musical type I could think of. Yiddish, cantorial, classical, jazz, klezmer, folk, and even hard rock with our special guest, cantor Jamie Marks. Remember, identify that great singer who opened the show by calling 888-329-3306, and a signed copy of A Jewish Calendar of Festive Foods will be yours. Meantime, let's get started with Yigdal.
Yigdal, Elohim Chai, V'yishtabach, Nimtza Yemet, El Metziuto, Echad V'yem Yachid, K'yichudo Nelam V'gam Ein Sof, G'am Ein Sof, L'yachduto Inin Lo, D'mut Ago, V'yeno Do, לא נערוך איתם כדושתו. קדמון לכל דבר אשר נברא ראשון ואין ראשית, אין ראשית. לראשיתו הינו אדון עולם וכל נוצר, גברי גדולתו שבנבואתו נתנו את אנשי סגולתו, סגולתו ותפארתו. לא קם בישראל, בישראל כמשה עוד נביא ומעביד את אמונתו. תורת אמת נתן לעמו, אמת נתן לעמו אל, היה נביאו למען ביתו. לא יחליף האל, לא ימיר דתו. בסוף דבר בקדמתו, גומר לאיש חסד כמי fallo, notim rasara. Kerry Chateau, he is at last, the kids and the lean, the sheep heading to live. Don't miss a kickers, Yeshua, the metin, Yahya, Shem Tehillah. La 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 la. Tehillah.
Well, there's an upbeat interpretation of Yigdal from the Siddur, from the prayer book. I hope you had a good impression of it. I wrote that some years ago. You know, you only have one chance to make a first impression. That's what they say. And here's the thing about Raya Coiffure on Haverford Station Road in Haverford. The minute you walk in, your first impression is that you're in a very special place. Everything is just beautiful, and it's the same care they take with your appearance. Raya Coiffure, they've been on the scene a long time, and there's a reason for that. One customer with whom I spoke, I think, said it best. Raya is more than a stylist. She's an artist. Well, there are a wide variety of artisans there who can give you exactly the look you like. Dignified and stately, wild child, a little bit alternative, dainty during the day, a tad daring at dusk, just right for that first meeting with a client or a date. You'll find your stylist at Raya Haig, and you'll find yourself as well. Call them for an appointment at 610-645-0707. And by the way, men, Raya Haig is not just for the ladies. Where do you think I get my hair cut? It's frankly not the least expensive coiffure in the area. It's just the best. To find yourself and the hairstyle in which you shine, call 610-645-0707, Raya Coiffure. Not hair today and gone tomorrow. Hair today, hair for always. Well, I think this is going to be renamed the Jean Meisler Show, because Jean is on the line and she has the answer, I guess, to that marvelous singer that began the show today. Jean, are you there?
I sure am, Marshall. May I call you Marshall? I mean, I feel like we're old friends already.
Yeah, you absolutely may call me Marshall.
Anything but late to dinner.
Who was that singer, Jean?
Well, I'm not sure, Marshall. You may actually have stumped me. One thought was Molly Picon, and the other thought was Teresa Brewer.
Well, do you want to phone a friend or get some help from the studio audience?
Why not?
I need your answer.
Molly Picon.
Well, unfortunately, you have it. You had it.
The second guess, Teresa Brewer.
Absolutely, Teresa Brewer.
Oh, for goodness, can I change my answer?
next time.
Hey, come on, let me change my answer. I need a third dinner at Jaime's.
Well, actually, the dinner at Jaime's was not the prize today. The prize today was a signed copy of a marvelous book.
As a matter of fact, I need a Jewish calendar. You'll be doing a mitzvah if you let me have the calendar.
Yeah, it isn't a calendar either, Gene. It's a cookbook, but the cookbook is based upon the Jewish calendar.
I kept a kosher home all my life until I was forced by circumstances to move to where I currently live. As I've told you before, it's a continuing care retirement community in Cherry Hill called Premier Cadbury.
Gene, it has been
so I don't have that option, but both my kids keep kosher kitchens, so either one of them would welcome it.
Gene, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today, and I know that in the future you're going to call and you're going to win that book. But I want to tell our listeners a little bit about Teresa Brewer. Born in 1931, she died in 2007. She recorded 600 songs, just one of the most prolific and accomplished vocalists of the 50s and 60s, and that was her first big hit, music, music, music. So today, it's music. On the show, I'm going to start by telling you about my own early musical influences. There I was one day, a teenager, in summer camp in central Connecticut, and this captivating folk song was heard over the loudspeaker one Friday afternoon. To me, it meant Israel. It meant being Jewish. It meant being so happy that Shabbat was just a few hours away.
לך לך למדבר, הדרכים יובילו ליל תרם ברך אחי אל המדבר. שוב שוב נחזור, הצוקים יריעו, שמש גדולה של אור, עוד תברך עלינו למדבר. ארץ לא מים, פה עד אדמתי שמנו אלייך, למדבר. ארץ לא מים, פה עד אדמתי שמנו אלייך. למדבר, ארץ לא מים, פה עד אדמתי שמנו אלייך. למדבר, ארץ לא מים, פה עד אדמתי שמנו אלייך. Eretz lo mayim, o ad admati shabnu elai, lamidbar. Eretz lo mayim, o ad admati shabnu elai.
לך לך למדבר, הדרכים יובילו להיל תרם בא, לך אחי אל המדבר. שוב שוב נחזור, הצוקים יריעו, שמש גדולה של אור עוד תזרח עלינו.
למדבר, ארץ לא מים, פה עד אדמתי שמנו אליי. למדבר, ארץ לא מים, פה עד אדמתי שמנו אליי.
It's still good to hear the clicks of the 33 1/3 RPM vinyl. Playing that song, Lamidbar, or Anim Zabar, Israeli troop. Of course, my formal training was that of a cantor. So let me play for you the cantor I consider the best of the best, the immortal Moshe Kusevitzky, singing Esa Einai El Harim, I Lift My Eyes to the Mountains.
Yeah. Moshe Koussevitzky, born 1899, about 65 miles from Minsk in Russia, died 1966 in New York. Cantor of Temple Beth El, Borough Park, Brooklyn. And he had a brother, he had three brothers, all of them cantors, but his most well-known brother was David Koussevitzky. David Koussevitzky was my teacher in the 60s and early 70s. And he served Timber Emanuel of Borough Park, about a block away from Moshe's position at Bethel. Great Moshe Koussevitzky. You know what they say about first impressions? They say you only have one chance to make one. And here's the thing about Raya Coiffure on Haverford Station Road in Haverford. The minute that you walk in, your first impression is that you're in a very special place. Everything is just beautiful. Well, that's the same care they take with your appearance. And that's why the first impression you make after visiting Raya Haig is going to be a very memorable one. They've been on the scene for a long time, and there's a reason for that.
And I think the reason was summed up best by a customer who said that Raya is not a stylist. She is an artist. But there are many artists there that can give you exactly. But there are many artists there who can give you exactly the look you like. Dignified and stately, wild child, a little bit alternative, dainty during the day, a tad daring at dusk, just right for that first meeting with a client or a date. You'll find your person at Raya Haig, and you'll find yourself as well. Call them for an appointment at 610-645-0707. And by the way, men, Raya Haig is not just for the ladies. Where do you think I get my hair cut? Just ask Raya. It's not the least expensive coiffure in the area. It's just the best. To find yourself
and the hairstyle in which you shine. Call 610-645-0707. Raya Haig, not hair today and gone tomorrow. Hair today, hair for always.
This is Marshall Portnoy. Would you not love to be in the synagogue one Friday night, greeting the Shabbat with the help of this magnificent voice? Pavel Reutman serves a congregation in Wilmette, Illinois. Here he is, greeting the Shabbat with the singing of Lechun Ranana. This is Marshall Portnoy on WWDB AM 860. Well, as Teresa Brewer sang many, many decades ago, music, music, music. We're doing music all day today on the Marshall Portnoy Show. But I'm with a distinguished Yiddishist right now, so we will confine our consideration to songs of Yiddish. And the only one I think that I really know by heart, and that might not even be completely by heart, is this one. Steht a Bocher, steht und tracht, tracht und tracht, a ganze Nacht, wemen zu nehmen und nicht verschenen, wemen zu nehmen und nicht verschenen. You know it?
Yes, of course I know it.
How did I do?
Quite nicely.
Really?
Quite well.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Sounding
through
better and better, Marshall.
As Jane would say to me, oh, I'm not supposed to say it's Jane.
You're not supposed to say.
That's really the chef. Boy, as someone close to me would say to me, you're coughing much better today. Okay. I'm getting over
a
something.
Zygates.
All right. What's that?
That's the way it goes.
No. What?
Zygates.
Zygates. Well, wait a minute. I thought you were going to say, well, I hope you feel better.
That as well. Ich hoffe, ihr werdet sich besser fühlen. Which means I hope that you will feel better.
Okay, and if you just wanted to use the imperative or the polite imperative, feel better, Marshall.
Feel sich besser, Marshall.
That makes me feel so good.
Marshall, was ist der jüdische Name?
Mordechai.
Mottl. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Anyway. Fühlt sich besser, Mottl.
Thank you very, very much. If I had some of Chef Jane's chicken soup, it would be not such a bad thing right now. But anyway, let's...
Alles ist besser mit chicken soup.
Alles ist besser mit chicken soup. Steht a Bocher, steht und tracht.
There stands a young man, and he's standing there thinking.
Tracht und tracht a ganze Nacht.
He's thinking and thinking all night long.
Wemen zu nehmen und nicht verschenen.
Whom to take? Now, I've got to explain this.
Yeah.
Who to take and whom not to embarrass. So in Yiddish, the word, when a young man is thinking who he should take, means who he should ask to marry.
Ah, okay. Okay, then let's sing. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbala like, tumbala, tumbala, tumbala like, tumbala like, spielbala like, tumbala like,
Freilach soll sein. Let there be joy.
Ah, Freilach soll sein. Okay. Yes. All right, so he goes up to a girl and he says, Mädel, Mädel, Chvelbeid. Chvil bei dir fragen, was kann wachsen, wachsen und regen.
What can grow? I want to ask, young girl, I want to ask of you a question. What can grow without rain?
Was kann brennen und nicht aufhören?
What can burn without an end or without stopping?
Was kann bangen, weinen und trennen?
What can pine for and cry without tears?
Mm. She sort of dismissively looks at him and says, Narischer Bocher, was darf zu fragen?
Foolish young man, what do you have to ask?
A Stein kann wachsen, wachsen und regen.
A stone can grow and grow without rain.
Liebe kann brennen und nicht aufhören.
Love can burn and not come to an end, or not stop.
Aha, Herz kann bangen, weinen und tränen.
A heart can pine and cry without tears.
Wait, we can repeat this on Valentine's Day, can't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, this is great.
Thanks for being here, Rita.
My pleasure as always.
You can reach Rita Ratzen at rjratzen@yahoo.com.
Before Rita, we heard Pavel Reutman sing Lechun Aranina, then just before that, the Moshe Kusevitzky rendition of Esa Inai, I Will Lift My Eyes. Let's go to late 20th century. Steve Richards, Beautiful Ritze, sung by Julie Simon. By the way, you can get a list of all of these musical selections, who sings them, who wrote them, where they may be available on recording or sheet music. Just write me at Post Office Box 2786, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, or email marshallportnoyshow@gmail.com. Okay, here's Julie Simon, the Steve Richards Ritze.
Ooh.
This is Marshall Portnoy on WWDB AM 860. I have the pleasure of sitting today with cantor Jamie Marks of Temple Shalom in Broomall. Today's show, of course, music, music, music. And we're finding on today's show that Jewish musical expression takes many forms. Tell us a little bit about Jamie Marks and how he got into Jewish music and the cantor and so forth.
Well, I am a suburban California kid originally, and my family was, attended a conservative synagogue, although I can't say we were particularly religious. I don't think anyone saw me or anyone in my family, off in the cantorate or something. But I've always been a musician. I've always been a singer. I played saxophone for 10 years, picked up guitar in college, and I actually went for computer science originally. Because I really loved computers, and then I learned there's a difference between being able to do something and actually enjoying it, and so I switched out. And one of the peculiarities of Cal Poly is that you have to be declared in a major. So I couldn't just leave computer science. I had to go to something, and I chose music because they already knew me there. I was already a music minor. And I figured, well, I'll figure out what I really want to do with my life once I get into the music program. And, of course, I never left. And so I ended up with a degree as a voice major, and even then didn't really know how to have a career in music. I was a pretty lazy student actually, so I never really worked very hard at it. But I always have loved music, and at some point I had a real epiphany, a real religious calling, and decided that I wanted to look into cantorial school. And one of the challenges actually I faced trying to decide whether or not to go to cantorial school was, that musically I had grown up with a lot of different genres. And I certainly loved the Jewish music of my youth, but, I'm a hard rock kid. Like I grew up listening to Guns N' Roses and Stone Temple Pilots and, Green Day and Foo Fighter and all these things. And that's still where a lot of my taste lies. And I had exposure to classical music, being in band in school and, grew up with a lot of, jazz and big band. So I had all these different, musical styles in my background, but, I didn't understand what it meant, what the implication was. Do I have to love big classical music, which is kind of what I had heard, in the conservative movement when I was younger, or, I didn't know a lot of Jewish music in general. And so I really wrestled with how those two things fit together. And I had never heard anything to that point, that really spoke to me in kind of the musical language that I knew.
So what was it that happened in 2009?
Well, in 2009, I was in cantorial school in New York at the time, and my wife and I got tickets to see Green Day in Madison Square Garden. And we had seen Green Day a bunch of times. I am a huge, huge fan. And in the middle of this show, Billy Joe Armstrong, who's the lead singer, gives a sermon. I mean, it's like a Friday night sermon just in the middle of, this rock concert. And what he says is, put down your phones. Now it's 09, right? Everyone's like recording the concert and stuff. There's 20,000 people in this place. And he says, put your phones away. You need to be here. Be present in the moment. Pay attention to what's going on. You're not watching on TV. Like, be alive with me right now. We're making a moment together right now, which is any message that any rabbi or cantor might give on the beam at any time. Now, he used a lot more profanity, but like that message, that really core of that message was very powerful. And I realized in that space, you got 20,000 people. They know all the words. They know all the tunes. They are committed to that moment, and they are focused, intensely focused on the experience that they're having with their leader, with a person that has a focus. And the similarities to an effective worship service are amazing. I mean, as a cantor, like the dream that everyone's sitting there in front of you on a Friday night knows all the words and all the tunes and is intensely invested in that moment would be a dream, an absolute dream. And I thought, like, what an amazing idea if instead of focusing on the band, we were focusing on God. What if we were directing this energy to God, but had the focus, had the investment, had the energy and the love and the passion? It's a community of strangers, just as it often is on a Friday night. A lot of people coming together to sing and be joyful and be uplifted. And not everyone would listen to Green Day and say, like, this is my style of music. Like, I recognize that. But for those of us who have a love of rock, there's a lot of spirituality to be found in that experience.
All right, well, let's listen to Shalom Rav by Jamie Marks. You'll hear it on his album In Pursuit. Where can people pursue that album if they would like to obtain it?
You can find it anywhere online. You can get it from Spotify. You can hear it on Apple Music. You can get it on Amazon Music. And if you really want an actual hard copy CD, you can buy it on moderntribe.com.
Shalom Rav.
It's almost as if you are making of music a sermon in itself. For example, the idea of peace, which is often presented as a soft lullaby, a subdued kind of atmosphere. But what you're saying in your music is, no, it ain't like that. To get to peace, we may have to really struggle. So you're almost using the music and the words as a sermon.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think every songwriter and composer worth their salt is making a sermon with every song. And you know, for me, my philosophy kind of on life in general mm-hmm. is that everyone is broken. Everyone is struggling and facing the fact of mortality. We're all going to die, and that's terrifying. And we all face, you know, the same basic things. Our bodies break down, and we face tragedy, and things happen that we have no control over. And it's hard. Like, we want to be able to control the universe, and we can't. And I think our tradition says, yeah, we all face that basic fact of mortality. We all just struggle with just being alive. And so what can we do about that? We gather together in community. Mm-hmm. We come together and we say Shabbat Shalom. We say, let's find a day, let's find a moment where we can connect with things bigger than ourselves and remember that we all face this together. And we can make a choice. We can either just be nihilists about it and say, everything is going to break down. The world is full of tragedy and unexplained events. So what are you going to do? Who cares? None of it matters. Or we can say, I'm going to do my best to reach out to my fellow human being and do what I can to lift them up and help them out, because I'm going to need that too. We're all going to need that. It's not a zero-sum game where if I help someone else, I lose by that. I think that, in fact, the more we give, the more we get.
Kol hakavod, Jamie. It sounds like a tremendous amount of thought and feeling go into your music. What are you working on now?
Well, I'm writing music for album number 2. A couple of the songs I have, you know, written in the past year before In Pursuit came out but didn't make it on the album. And in mid-June, I'm going to start a Kickstarter to fund album number 2. It's hard sometimes to be a Jewish musician and to find funding for an album. And so I'm hoping my community of colleagues, friends, and family will help me make this dream possible. But, my first album In Pursuit was 6 tracks. It was an EP, but I'm hoping this one will be a full-length album. I'm excited for that.
Cantor Jamie Marks, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. I hope you'll be back and we'll listen to more of your wonderful music. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Marshall. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, one thing about Cantor Jamie Marks, Moshe Kusevitzky, Pavel Reutman, Julie Simon, anybody in Jewish music was once a child. And I mean to suggest that the future of everything is in the hands of our children. So it's so important that we keep our kids involved in singing and in music. If your synagogue or community center has an outstanding young singer, composer, junior choir, I would be privileged to put them on the air. Here's the junior choir from Mainline Reformed Temple singing a song inspired by the prophet Jeremiah. It's called Temple Jeremiah.
Noah was a builder.
I knew that.
And he built himself an ark.
That's a fact.
For the world was out of kilter, and it soon began to rain. After 40 days, the water had just covered everything. God decided
to start all over again.
Jacob built an altar.
Built it where?
In a place called Peniel.
Well, well, well.
There were angels on the ladder going up and down in space. He said, wait a minute, I believe that God is in this place. He decided
to start all over again.
There's a temple, Jeremiah, to build inside your heart. It's not built
and mortar, it will never fall apart. It's a temple built with justice and with love that's all around. It will never let you down, never let you down. There's a temple, Jeremiah, to build inside your heart. It's not built with bricks and mortar, it will never fall apart. It's a temple built with justice and with love that's all around.
And the people build an idol.
You say what?
Yeah, they made a golden calf.
Don't make me laugh.
Moses came on down the mountain and he heard a dreadful sound. They were dancing round the idol, singing songs and bowing down. He decided
to start all over again.
There's a temple, Jeremiah, to build inside your heart. It's not filled with bricks and mortar, it will never fall apart. It's a temple built with justice and with love that's all around. It will never let you down, never let you down.
There's a temple, Jeremiah, to build inside your heart. It's not filled with bricks and mortar, it will never fall apart. It's a temple built with justice and with love that's all around. It will never let you down, never let you down. Never let you down.
That was cute. I know that Chef Jane is ready to teach us how to make an after-theater favorite. So, from the original cast of South Pacific, let's get in the mood with Mary Martin singing Honey Bun.
My doll is as dainty as a sparrow. Her figure is something to applaud. Where she's narrow, she's as narrow as an arrow. And she's broad, where a broad should be broad. 101 pounds of fun. That's my little honey bun. Get a load of honey bun tonight. I'm speaking of my sweetie pie, only 60 inches high. Every inch is packed with dynamite.
This is Marshall Portnoy on WWDB AM 860. I'm with Chef Jane. And what do we have today coming out of that marvelous kitchen of yours, Chef?
Well, last week we spoke about dairy dishes for Shavuos, and I'd like to present one more dairy dessert, rice pudding.
So appropriate for this season.
Right, and always a favorite. And this particular recipe is simple and contains no eggs, which might appeal to those trying to avoid cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, incidentally, we just heard a song from the Broadway stage, and this recipe for rice pudding is similar to the rice pudding that has been and is served at New York restaurants and delis. And this particular recipe was actually inspired by a favorite dessert at Casey's restaurant in New Haven, Connecticut. A wonderful New York-style restaurant, which unfortunately is no longer.
I don't know if people remember Casey's. It was spelled K-A-Y-S-E-Y apostrophe S. It was on College Street when I was growing up in New Haven. Then it moved to Chapel Street, but alas, it is no longer. What a great place that was. The rice pudding was really its signature dish in many ways.
Yes, and Casey's restaurant was very close to the Schubert Theater, which was the site of many pre-Broadway show tryouts. So you had many theater people that would come there to eat, and it would be a very interesting place with delicious food.
It was a great place to grow up because I was able to meet actors and actresses and producers at Casey's. I remember meeting George Abbott, Tennessee Williams, Mike Nichols. They all ate at Casey's. But I have a question for you. How did you get this recipe?
Well, any time I come upon a recipe I really love, and I did
love this recipe as well as your mom, Ethel, loved this recipe. Mm-hmm. I asked for the recipe, and I was told it's very simple. You put milk and rice in a pot, and you stir it until it thickens. And, you know, they gave me a few other hints, and I came up with this recipe. And when they served it, it would arrive in one of these little vegetable porcelain bowls, and then it was topped with whipped cream and dusted with cinnamon.
I remember. Did Casey himself tell you about the recipe?
I believe it's one of the wait staff.
Yeah.
And it's an easy recipe. It doesn't have a lot of ingredients. There's no eggs in it. And it can be started on the stovetop and then finished in the oven so that you don't have to stand over it, you know, stirring frequently. So I think that it's a simple recipe. It's basically comfort food. And it's always always a favorite recipe. So I like to use a 1.5-quart dish. A souffle dish works very well. You want to preheat your oven to about 350 degrees. And then butter your souffle dish and set that aside. And then in a heavy bottom saucepan on the top of the stove, you can pour a quart of whole milk for the pudding. You want a half a cup of uncooked long grain rice. I use Carolina rice. A quarter of a cup of sugar, so there's not a lot of sweetness to this, and a half teaspoon of vanilla extract. And then you can add fruit, such as a quarter cup of golden raisins. And then later on, we'll add some whipped cream for a topping after it's made. So what you want to do is scald the milk on the stovetop, and you need to watch that very carefully. And when you see tiny bubbles beginning to form at the edges of the pot, you want to remove it. That tells you that your milk is hot enough. At the same time, you want to be careful because milk will quickly boil over and overrun on your stovetop and make quite a mess, cleanup mess.
I was very talented at doing that when I was little. I would try to make hot chocolate, and I would put whole milk in a pot and put the heat under it.
Right, and then you would walk away. You can't walk away from certain things. You can't walk away from.
No.
So then after you've scalded this milk, you want to turn off the heat and add your uncooked rice, the sugar, the vanilla, and stir it well. And then pour this mixture into your 1.5-quart buttered souffle dish or Corningware or any kind of a good baking dish. And you want to bake the pudding uncovered at 350 degrees for about 45 minutes until it's creamy. Now, during the baking process, I do stir it every 15 minutes. And toward the end, during the last 20 minutes of cooking, I add my golden raisins. And then when it's done, so it's about 45 minutes total in the oven, when it's done, you can remove it and let it cool. And as it cools, it will thicken. And then you can serve it up in little bowls or glass dessert dishes, top it with a little whipped cream if you want or not, and then dust it with some cinnamon, and you have some very traditional and delicious comfort food.
So the whole thing from beginning to end is, what, about an hour and 15 minutes time?
Yes.
So it's not a tremendously demanding time.
Not at all. And most of the cooking in my recipe is done in the oven. So, again, that's, you know, you've got 5 or 10 minutes on the stovetop. Put it in your baking dish and complete the baking in the oven.
And you'll see the recipe on the WWDBAM website. That is WWDBAM.com. It's also on page 177 of that marvelous book, A Jewish Calendar of Festive Foods, written by Chef Jane. Thank you so much for being here today.
You're very welcome.
It was really fun today on the show. Really fun, but wait until next week. Not only fun, but funny, as we bring you a show entitled Our Funny People. We are a funny people, and that, I guess, is because we have lots of funny people, and we're going to be visited by one of the very best working today, Rabbi comedian Bob Alper. Classic comics will also be on hand, Henny Youngman, Sam Levinson, and others. But remember, our best ingredient is you. So write me at MarshallPortnoyShow@gmail.com or P.O. Box 2786, Balakin with PA 19004. Share your special birthdays, anniversaries. Tell us what we're doing right, what we could be doing better, we're here after all because you're there. So as Barry says, let's get together. Special thanks to our engineer extraordinaire, Jason Duffy. Remember, this show and every show on our station is available 24 hours by podcast. Easy to do. Just go to www.dbam.com, click on Programs, and then click on the show of your choice, and I hope that might be the Marshall Portnoy Show. This has been Marshall Portnoy. Shalom uvracha. Hashivi Shavat 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 Vainafash Shavat 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 Vainafash Shameru Vishameru Bene Israel Hashabat Shameru Vishameru Bene Israel Hashabat Vishameru Vishameru Bene Israel Hashabat Vishameru Vishameru Bene Israel Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.